भगवते वासुदेवाय
ओम नमो 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 भगवते वासुदेवाय
This evening we're reading from the Bhagavad Gita, as it is, chapter 2, text number
60.
Yatato
hi
api kaunteya Yatato hi api kaunteya Purushasya Vipaschitaha Purushasya Vipaschitaha Yatato hi api kaunteya Purushasya Vipaschitaha Indriyani Pramatini Indriyani Pramatini
Indriyani Pramatini
Haranti
Prasabam
Manaha Indriyani Pramatini
Indriyani Pramatini
Haranti Prasabam
Manaha Haranti Prasabam Manaha
Yatato hi api kaunteya
Yatato hi api kaunteya
Purushasya vipaschitaha
Purushasya vipaschitaha
Indriyani pramatini
Indriyani pramatini
Haranti prasabham manaha
Haranti prasabham manaha
Yatato hi api kaunteya
Yatato hi api kaunteya
Purushasya vipaschitaha
Purushasya vipaschitaha
Indriyani pramatini
Indriyani pramatini
Haranti prasabham manaha
Haranti prasabham manaha
Anyone care to recite it from heart? No, no, not you. Anyone? Any of the ladies? Now, I heard that Europeans were expert at learning different languages. Here's a language that there's a joke. What is it? Something an Asian knows two languages. What do you call a... Oh, I know what it is. What do you call a person who knows two languages? You call them bilingual. Yeah. You have to say who knows two languages. You gave the answer away by saying bilingual. What do you call a person who knows three languages?
Trilingual.
What do you call a person who knows one language?
Monolingual.
American. But it's good if we can learn a little Sanskrit because it is Devanagari. It is a spiritual language. Yatataha.
Yatataha.
While endeavoring.
While endeavoring.
He.
Certainly.
Api.
Api.
Nonostante.
Kaunteya.
Kaunteya.
Purushasya
Purushasya
Di un uomo
Vipaschitaha
Pieno di discernimento
Indriyani
I sensi
senso.
Pramatini.
Pramatini.
Che si agitano. Che si agitano.
Haranti.
Haranti.
Portano via. Portano via.
Prasavam.
Prasavam.
Di forza.
Di forza.
Manaha.
Manaha.
La mente.
La mente.
Translation. The senses are so strong and impetuous, O Arjuna, that they forcibly carry away the mind, even of a man of discrimination, who is endeavoring to control them.
Traduzione. I sensi sono così forti e impetuosi, O Arjuna, che travolgono perfino la mente di un uomo saggio che si sforza di controllarli.
In Asia, in many countries, we get very large attendance at our Bhagavad Gita classes that are given by English-speaking devotees.
In Asia, quando abbiamo le lezioni di Bhagavad Gita, sempre tante, molte persone vengono ascoltare quando vengono date le lezioni in inglese sulla Bhagavad Gita.
So we found that about 40-50% of the people who are attending the class are actually just there to learn English. Because they hear the English and then they hear the Italian and then they spaghetti on. Spaghetti on. What is it? How do you say it? I don't. How do you say it? Purport.
Spiegazione.
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 Huh? Spiegazione.
Spiegazione. Spiegazione.
That's what I said. Spaghetti on. Okay. Okay, big spaghetti. Purport. There are many learned sages, philosophers, and transcendentalists who try to conquer the senses. But in spite of their endeavors, even the greatest of them sometimes fall victim to material sense enjoyment due to the agitated mind. Even Vishwamitra, a great sage and perfect yogi, was misled by Menaka into sex enjoyment. Although the yogi was endeavoring for sense control with severe types of penance and yoga practice. And of course, there are so many similar instances in the history of the world. Therefore, it is very difficult to control the mind and senses without being fully Krishna conscious. Without engaging the mind in Krishna, one cannot cease such material engagements. A practical example is given by Sri Yamunacharya, a great saint and devotee, who says, Yadavadi mama cheta Krishna padara vinde Nava Navarasa Damanudyatarantumasit Tadavadi Vatanari Sangames Maryamani Bhavati Mukha Vikara Shustu Nastivanamcha. Since my mind has been engaged in the service of the lotus feet of Lord Krishna, and I have been enjoying an ever new transcendental humor, whenever I think of sex life with a woman, my face at once turns from it, and I spit at the thought. Krishna consciousness is such a transcendentally nice thing that automatically material enjoyment becomes distasteful. It is as if a hungry man had satisfied his hunger by a sufficient quantity of nutritious eatables. Maharaj Ambarish also conquered a great yogi, Durvasa Muni, simply because his mind was engaged in Krishna consciousness. Savai mana Krishna padara vindayo vachansi vaikunta gunanu varnane.
Spiegazione. Molti grandi erudite, filosofi e spiritualisti tentano di controllare i sensi, ma nonostante tutti gli sforzi, talvolta cadono vittime del movimento dei sensi, perché la mente è instabile per natura. Perfino Vishvamitra, grande saggio e yogi perfetto, si lasciò sedurre da me ateo. Si lasciò sedurre da Menaka, sebbene cercasse di controllare i sensi con lo yoga, con severa austerità. La storia riporta migliaia di esempi come questo, che indicano come sia difficile a chi non è pienamente cosciente di Krishna dominare la mente e i sensi. In realtà è impossibile abbandonare le abitudini materiali se non si volge la mente a Krishna. Il grande saggio e devoto Yamunacharya ce ne offre un esempio pratico quando afferma: da quando la mia mente è impegnata nel servizio ai piedi di loto di Krishna, provo una gioia trascendentale sempre nuova. E ogni volta che un pensiero sessuale si insinua nella mia mente, disputo sopra e le mie labbra hanno una smorfia di disgusto. La coscienza di Krishna è fonte di una gioia spirituale così grande che al suo confronto i piaceri materiali diventano ripugnanti. È come la soddisfazione che prova un affamato dopo essersi ristorato. Anche Maharaja Dharish poté vincere gli assalti del grande yogi Durvasamuni semplicemente perché la sua mente era assorta nella coscienza di Krishna.
Yatato hi api kaunteya purushasvardipastita indriyani pramatini haranti prasavan manaha. The senses are so strong and impetuous, O Arjuna, that they forcibly carry away the mind even of a man of discrimination who is endeavoring to control them.
Con la traduzione, i sensi sono così forti e impetuosi in qualcuna che travolgono perfino la mente di un uomo saggio che si sforza di controllarli.
There are five knowledge acquiring senses.
Ci sono cinque sensi che ci permettono di acquisizione, cinque sensi di acquisizione della conoscenza.
The eyes, the ears, the nose, the tongue, and the tactile sense.
Gli occhi, le orecchie, il naso, la lingua e il senso tattile.
And the sixth sense is the mind around which these other five revolve.
Il sesto senso è la mente, attorno al quale ruotano questi altri cinque sensi.
So we are entangled in the material world through the senses.
E noi siamo incatenati, condizionati in questo mondo materiale attraverso i sensi.
Actually, the material world is like an inverted banyan tree.
In realtà questo mondo materiale è scritto come un albero bagnano, un albero capovolto.
Urdhva mulam adha shaka. And there are so many branches on this tree. The only place that you see an upside down tree is on the bank of a lake. You see the upside down tree in the reflection on the water.
L'albero capovolto nel riflesso dell'albero stesso nell'acqua.
So in this example, what is the water? What does it represent?
No, in questo esempio l'acqua come è rappresentata?
It represents lust.
Cosa rappresenta l'acqua? Rappresenta la lussuria.
Therefore we say the material world is a perverted reflection of the absolute world.
Quindi noi diciamo che il mondo, questo mondo materiale, è il riflesso distorto del mondo spirituale.
The soul has a body, the soul has senses.
L'anima ha un corpo, l'anima ha dei sensi.
And those senses are spontaneously, naturally attracted to serving Krishna.
E quei sensi puri sono naturalmente, spontaneamente attratti a servire Krishna.
Nitya Siddha Krishna Prem sadhya kabunoy sravanadi shuddha chite koreye udaye. Just like a child walking. At about 1 year, every child will walk. Ten months, 1 year, sometime around that time, right? It's natural. The walking is already there in the child. He has to be given a little encouragement, and then he will stand up, he will take a few steps, he will fall down, he will get up again, and within the same day, your life will become hellish. Now, you had the little monster in one place, you could control him, but now he's everywhere, breaking everything. I saw one devotee here. He has the cutest little daughter who looks like a cute little boy. She has curly hair. And the most beautiful blue eyes. But the child has recently learned to walk. And she wants to go everywhere, and the father's spending his whole day running around. So that's what we're doing. Spending our time running around after our uncontrolled senses. The senses are naturally attracted to Krishna. If you put your hand in a cloth, it appears that the cloth has form. But that form is there because the hand has form. So we have these bodies and we have desires because they're natural. We have emotions, we have feelings, we have sensitivity. Because they're natural. They should not be blocked, they should not be stopped. But they should simply be given direction where to find satisfaction.
Piuttosto devono essere direzionati in modo tale che trovino una vera soddisfazione.
In order to give that direction, we first have to stop the senses from their aimless wandering.
Per poter trovare questa direzione, prima dobbiamo tornare i sensi dal loro vagare senza tempo, questo vagare senza tempo.
As I've said many times, this material world is no place for a gentleman. The spiritual world is Sat Chit Ananda, eternal, full of knowledge and bliss. The material world is Asat Achit Nirananda, it's temporary, is full of ignorance and is full of suffering. So it's a contradiction. We want to live eternally, but the body is temporary. We want to know, but our memory is very feeble, and as we get older, it's getting worse.
Noi vogliamo conoscere, la nostra memoria è molto debole, e più invecchiamo e più leggera.
And we want to enjoy, it's natural to want to enjoy, but here in the body, all we get is temporary cessation of suffering, and we call that enjoyment.
E noi vogliamo godere, questo è naturale che vogliamo godere, però in questo corpo l'unica cosa che riusciamo a ottenere è una interruzione temporanea della sofferenza, e questo la descriviamo come scoglimento.
In medieval Europe, there was a type of torture.
Nel Medioevo, in Europa, c'era un tipo di tortura.
They would take the victim and put him on a pole, tie him to some type of arrangement, a long pole, whatever. There was a seat, actually. There was a seat. I remember. It was a seat. And tie him down in the seat. And the seat was dropped into a lake or into a big pond of water. And then just when he was out of breath, he was, oh, I'm dying, I'm dying. They'd pull him up.
E quando stava proprio a morire soffocato, lo tiravano fuori di nuovo. Sto morendo, lo tiravano fuori di nuovo.
And just when he thought, ah, good, then down again.
E poi quando diceva, ah, adesso meglio, subito lo rimangevano nell'acqua.
They call that the dunking seat in English. Maybe you have an Italian expression for it. You've heard of Dunkin' Donuts, haven't you? This is the dunking seat. You dunk the donuts in the ghee or the oil. Anyway, that's what we've got in this material world. We've got old age, we've got disease, we've got death. Nobody likes any of these things.
Questo mondo, questo è quello che c'è attualmente in questo mondo, c'è la vecchiaia, c'è la malattia, c'è la morte, nessuno piace queste cose.
A huge portion of this planet is in the next 15-20 years is going to start getting old.
Una grande sezione delle abitanti di questo mondo, nel giro di 15-20 anni diventeranno molto anziani.
There's a disproportionate number of young people versus middle-aged people versus old people. So the old people will die off, but the middle group, they're very large, and they're all going to get old.
C'è una grande sproporzione tra i giovani, quelli di mezz'età e gli anziani. E tra poco quelli che anziani moriranno e il gruppo di mezzo che è molto largo, il gruppo di mezzo, di mezz'età diventeranno più anziani.
And they have surrounded themselves with so many toys, so many material possessions, that it's going to be very hard for them to get old and die. They're going to experience extreme torture from losing their attachments.
E adesso queste persone, ovviamente, sono circondate di così tanti oggetti, così tante comunità materiali, che quando dopo invecchieranno, se si avvicineranno alla morte, per loro diventerà molto dolorosa una tortura.
Just like, for example, the body. We all wish the body could remain young. The men really start to get big headaches when they see their hairs falling out. We don't have a problem, we just shave it off. Going bald is a big fear for many men.
Per esempio, per molti uomini, quando diventano anziani, portano grande ansietà quando vedono che cominciano a perdere i capelli. Per molte persone è una grande ansietà diventare calvi. Noi ancora non abbiamo questo problema.
We have an answer for that.
Noi abbiamo una risposta per quello.
God created some heads perfect.
Dio ha creato alcune.
The rest he covered with hair.
dietro le coperte
dei capelli. Dietro le coperte dei capelli.
But anyway, women are also, as soon as they start to see those wrinkles coming, they freak out. What is the, in a department store, a big department store, there's prime space and there's less important space, like, you know, you might put the shoes in the back corner on the third floor, or, but the prime space is when you first walk in the door of the department store on the ground floor. That's the prime space.
Di solito, nei grandi magazzini, magari più piani, mettono gli articoli più importanti al primo piano, sono terreno, all'entrata. I meno importanti al secondo e terzo piano.
What do they sell in many and most big department stores on that prime space?
E di solito nei posti più importanti, secondo voi cosa vendono?
Who can say?
Si può dirlo.
Ladies? Cosmetics, that's right. All these nice little things to pretend that we're not growing old. So there's no real happiness in this material world.
Così non c'è vera felicità in questo mondo materiale.
There's so many hospitals in the world, but they're all full.
Ci sono tantissimi ospedali nel mondo, ma sono tutti pieni.
Despite great progress in medicine and science, there are new diseases coming at us practically every month, every year, and they have no cure for them.
Nonostante tutti i grandi studi, la medicina che hanno fatto, grandi ricerche che hanno fatto, però ogni anno ci sono nuove malattie che vengono e molte non hanno cura.
Anyone ever heard of Damocles? The Greek Damocles, the king?
Avete sentito parlare del greco Damocles?
Everybody heard of Damocles?
Si sentito parlare di Damocles?
He was a Greek king.
Un grande onore greco.
And he was given facility that he could have a nice, beautiful chair to sit in and a big table with all kinds of nice foods and drink and beautiful entertainment. There was only one problem. There was a sword hanging from the ceiling directly down to the middle of his head, and it was hung to the ceiling by a hair.
Però l'unico problema era che c'era una spada che entrava dal soffitto, direttamente stava direttamente sulla sua testa ed era attaccata al soffitto solo con un cappello.
Called Damocles' sword.
La spada di Damocle.
He had facility to enjoy, but he was always.
Aveva tutto quello poteva godere di tante cose, però c'era sempre la spada sulla testa.
So old age, disease, and death—they're always just in the background of our mind. We know time's running out. We could be in an accident or get a disease at any moment.
Noi sappiamo che la malattia, la vecchiaia e la morte sono sempre lì, al fondo della nostra mente, sono sempre presenti. Sappiamo che il tempo passa molto veloce, potrebbe succedere in qualsiasi momento un incidente, una malattia.
Ok, they're suffering here. Let's make some arrangement and fix it up so that there's no suffering. Let's bring science, let's throw money at problems, throw money.
Allora, va bene, accettiamo che ci sono dei problemi, allora cerchiamo di risolvere tutti questi problemi. Rivolgiamoci alla scienza, usiamo il denaro per risolvere i problemi.
Doesn't work?
No, vediamo che non funziona.
Simple example.
Un esempio semplice.
The bathroom.
Il bagno.
It always stinks. Put some incense. It'll still stink. This my bathroom does. I don't know about here. Put a fan. You're really wealthy. Put in an air conditioner. It's always going to stink. You're not meant to spend a long time in the bathroom. Finish your business quickly and get out. We are eternal spirit soul. We are part of the Supreme Person. We have the same quality as Him. If you have a ring, there's some gold in it. That gold is exactly the same as the gold in the gold mine. Different quantity. Same quality. God is always enjoying, and you have the same quality. You can always enjoy if you just get out of the bathroom.
Dio sta sempre godendo, e noi siamo della stessa qualità, quindi anche noi possiamo sempre godere. Semplicemente dobbiamo uscire dal bagno.
Bathroom of the material world, where it stinks with old age, disease, and death, and Damocles sword.
E uscire dal bagno del mondo materiale che puzza di nascita, malattia, vecchiaia, morte e della spada di Damocle.
We're not negativists, we're positivists.
Noi non siamo comunque delle persone negative, non siamo negativi, ma siamo dei positivisti.
Sing, dance, be joyful.
Cantate, danzate, siate felici.
Behold, the kingdom of God is within you. It's right here, right now, if you want. But as long as you insist that I'm an Italian, I'm a man, I'm a woman, I'm this, I'm that, anything in relation to the body, as long as you hold on to that, then you can't have the golden life.
Perché insistiamo però, perché continuiamo a insistere, io sono italiano, sono un uomo, sono una donna, e non potremo mai, perché insistiamo a stare attaccati a queste cose esterne, non potremo mai scoprire questa miniera d'oro.
So, who is our enemy?
Chi è il nostro nemico?
What's the biggest problem in Italy?
In Italia qual è il grande
problema? Who's our enemy? Is it the mafia? Now I want to be careful about that. Are there any gentlemen from the mafia here this evening? I've got to be careful what I say. Wait a second, don't laugh. They give big donations to the church, so. You know, I heard before I came to Italy, this is fun. Don't mind. I was told that every Italian mother wants to have many sons, but at least she wants one son who should be a priest and one son who should be in the mafia. And she's got both sides covered. She's got both. But that's not true, right? Maybe it is. Good reason. There's nothing e bala e manda e sabram. There's nothing good and there's nothing bad in the material world. It's all bad. The thief is praying to God, please give me
the ability to rob this house. And the owner of the house is praying to God, please don't allow any thieves to enter my house. So there are some choices that you have to make. When I was young, my father would go to church. We were good Catholics. I said he would go to church. I didn't say he would go in the church. He would stand outside the church, smoking a cigar and discussing with his friends politics or sports or something. Now, if you want transcendental life, it's got to be a little bit more serious than that. You're going to have to go for an operation. Right? Pretty serious if you got to go to the doctor for an operation. Or he's going to cut out my intestine, or, you know, I got to have my arm amputated. Or... You're going to have your false ego cut out. You're going to have your false pride, your envy. These things are going to have to go. There's a verse from the Uddhava Gita where Lord Krishna is speaking to Uddhava and he says, "Oh Uddhava." Actually, it's not Lord Krishna. It's anyway. Oh, actually, it is Lord Krishna. Yeah, but anyway, same bottom. Oh Uddhava, if you are to become truly self-realized, then you must associate always with sadhu, who is expert and prepared. Who is expert, just like a proficient surgeon. With his double-edged lancet. At exercising, cutting away the ulcerous gangrene of our mind and senses. Ulcer is a disease, I don't know. And gangrene is another disease where something's rotten, you know, you've been in the snow. With the sword of transcendental words, which although painful in the beginning is like nectar in the end. We want to live eternally, no death. We want to be free from all doubts and anxiety. We want to feel ever-increasing joy. Not in a world where you get the law of diminishing return result. Okay.
Non in un mondo dove c'è la diminuzione dei risultati, c'è la legge della diminuzione dei risultati.
It's just a fact that as your body gets older, the nerve endings in all the senses become a little more dull with each passing year.
Vediamo tanto che man mano che si invecchia, i nervi del corpo, le reazioni dei nervi diventano sempre più confusi, più lenti col passare degli anni.
You'll find very often that an old man can't taste his food anymore.
Per esempio, spesso vediamo che una persona anziana non riesce più a gustare il cibo.
He's got a tongue, but the nerves are dull.
Lui ha ancora la lingua, però i nervi, le papille sono inerti.
He can't hear very well.
Oppure non può sentire bene.
He needs big, thick glasses to see.
Oppure ci vogliono degli occhiali molto spessi per vedere.
Forget smell. He's lucky if he can smell his own body, that's about it. So that's the future that we have to look forward to.
E questo è il nostro futuro, il futuro è quello al quale dobbiamo guardare.
From time to time, a few people in Italy have gone on strike.
Ogni tanto, un po' di persone in Italia entrano in sciopero.
Now just imagine. I brought you all here today to offer you a job. I'm going to ask you, I'll give you lifetime job security. And at the end of your tenure, at the end of your job, after your life is expended, I'm giving you a lifetime job. At the end, I'm going to pay you zero salary.
Io ti do un lavoro per tutta la vita e dopo tutto il lavoro ti do zero di salario, non ti do niente di salario.
How many of you would like to work for me?
Quanti di voi piacerebbe lavorare per me? Questo lavoro per la vita però non do niente alla fine.
Nobody? We're working for our senses. They demand everything. I want this, I want this, I want to eat this, I want to see this, I want to hear this. Now you work for it. Give your energy, get it, I want it.
Noi lavoriamo per i nostri sensi. Voglio questo, voglio quello, voglio sentire questo, voglio assaggiare quell'altro, vedere quell'altro, cosa?
What's the final payment?
Va bene, noi facciamo tutte queste cose, riceviamo i sensi. Poi qual è la paga finale?
Old age, disease, and death.
Vecchiaia, malattia e morte.
You won't work for me and I'm offering you the same thing. But you're bewildered by Maya so that you work for the body and get nothing. You get worse than nothing. So we need Yada Sangharate Chayam Kurmunganiva Sarvasha, like the tortoise is able to withdraw its limbs within the shell, we need to control our mind.
Proprio come la tartaruga è capace di ritrarre i suoi atti dentro il guscio, così noi dobbiamo andare a controllare la mente.
Chidyante sarva sangshaya, shiyante. We need to cut the knot of material affection.
Noi dobbiamo tagliare il nodo degli affetti materiali.
And we have to apply ourselves on a transcendental path. And it's not easy. Even if you decide to do it, and that's a big thing. Manushyanam sahasreshu kaschid yatati siddhaye. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, most people are going to go to church and smoke cigars outside.
Questo fa dice nella Bhagavad Gita che la maggioranza della gente andrà in chiesa e starà fuori a fumarsi il sigaro.
They're not sincerely interested. Out of millions of men, maybe one is sincerely interested.
Loro non sono interessati sinceramente. Solo tra milioni di persone troviamo qualcuno sinceramente interessato.
Now, I'm sure that all of you here are those one in millions.
Io sono sicuro che le persone che sono presenti qui adesso sono quelli tra milioni.
But you're going to have to be so careful. Just my cell phone. Can I? It's for me, I think.
matter.
Cell phones. You should sell that phone. Anyway. We are going to, it's like shaving, you know. You've got a really sharp thing, the razor, and you're peeling hair off your face, and if you're not careful, if you just, you're going to cut yourself.
Come se uno si vuole rasare con un rasore molto affilato, se non sta attento si taglierà.
You know, nowadays they make the razors almost idiot proof. When I started shaving, they only had these, double edged razors. And you really had to be careful, but nowadays you can kind of like, zip, zip, zip.
Quando ho iniziato a rasarmi c'erano i rasoi erano pericolosi, facile tagliarsi, adesso sono molto più sicuro.
I use a Gillette Mach 3,
Usavo le Gillette Mach 3.
But I found if I'm even careless with that, I get cuts.
Però ho detto di carta igienica attaccata alla guancia.
It means I had my eyes half closed when I was shaving your time. Spiritual life is like that. You work on controlling your mind. You work on being a good devotee. But one day you're a little careless.
Ma magari qualche giorno siete un po' disattenti.
And you'll fall down. Krishna's material energy, Mama Maya Duratyaya. Very powerful.
L'energia materiale è molto potente. L'energia materiale di Krishna è molto potente.
Maya Devi can kick you over just like that, just like you. We don't do, but just like Karmis, squish an ant or something.
Maya Devi ci può schiacciare in un secondo senza difficoltà, proprio come il devoto non lo fa, no? Non è molto schiaccia una formica per uccidere da niente.
That's the nice thing about being devoted. Devoted is actually really a very sensitive people.
È una bella cosa essere devoti. In realtà i devoti sono persone molto sensibili.
It's almost like a comedy sometimes. When I was, a young non-Krishna conscious, not that I'm Krishna conscious now, but I'm trying now. But then, when I was young, I didn't have much sensitivity towards other forms of life. That's right, I went to McDonald's too when I was young. McDonald's. But one thing I used to dislike was spiders. I think it had something to do with the fact that when I was very young, my father took me to a drive-in movie, one of those movies where everything's really dark and you're sitting in your car, and you have those in Europe, drive-in movies. And the movie was about, I was 5 or 6 years old, and I still remember it. It was about some planet, not the Earth, but it was another planet, and these space travelers got trapped there, and there was, naturally it was a woman. She got trapped in this cave,
And then this giant spider came out, an eater, you know. It was such a shock to me that I never forgave spiders for the rest of my life.
Mi ricordo quando ragazzo avevo 6 anni, andai con mio padre a vedere un film di quelli che stanno in macchina e guardano quei film, che c'era un film di, che si trovava di un altro pianeta, dove poi l'astronave arrivò in una, dove c'era una cava, una caverna scura, la donna, l'attrice, entrava in questa caverna e sono apparsi dei danni giganteschi, e poi se la sono mangiata. Io che ho ragazzi, ma ancora adesso non ho mai più dimenticato queste scene, e non ho mai perdonato i danni da quella volta.
So, you know, if we woke up and we saw a spider in the morning, first of all, we'd get our shoe and try and step on it. Quick, get it. Might be a black widow spider. You never can tell, you know. Might be poisonous. Oh, those things are bad. But since becoming a devotee and understanding that the soul is there in every living being, I'll get up in the morning, and I've got to use the toilet, and there's a few ants on the bowl, and I've got to brush my teeth in the sink, there's a spider there. I'll spend 15-20 minutes trying to get those little insects out of the way, and it's a comedy, you know what I mean? I feel stupid, actually.
Ogni tanto trovo un po' di formiche in bagno quando mi alzo, per esempio la mattina, oppure un ragno mentre mi lavo i denti, e allora 3 volte sto lì a perdere 15-20 minuti per mandarli via, perché la via è sempre uscita. Mi sembra quasi un teatro, mi sento un po' stupido alle volte.
Give me a little hand here, help me out.
Datti una mano.
Does anyone else have that problem?
Fortunato che ha questo problema.
Yeah. But it's nice, actually.
I love that, bello.
I don't think it's right to kill any other living being. It's possible if we can avoid it. I don't mind spending 15 minutes. Being late for my Lord. We do have to execute the regulative principles of devotional service very carefully. And even to go to that extreme that we won't kill other living beings, we'll spend time to get them out of our way if we can avoid it, or we won't provoke ourselves, men and women, sexually, because it's not in our self-interest. That we have to be so conscious that we'll do things to avoid killing, if we can avoid, if it's at all possible. Or we'll avoid provoking each other as men and women sexually. Maituna agara. Maituna means sex, and agara means shackles or chains.
Maituna agara significa le catene della vita sessuale.
We're forced to come back to this dark material world full of suffering because we're bound by the chains of lust.
E noi siamo stati portati a rinascere in questo mondo materiale perché a causa della nostra catene della lussuria.
Dushparena analena cha. The lusty desires are always agitating us and they're never satisfied.
desideri dello studioso si agitano costantemente e non sono mai soddisfatti.
And happiness lies beyond that type of passionate way of life.
E la felicità personale sta molto al di là di questa vita passionale.
Forget the verse, I still can't find it. There's no index in this Gita. No verse index.
What?
Why? I keep asking too.
It's at Baha.
Huh?
At Baha. May I look for you?
Yes, please. Well, let's look here. North American Kingdom, there's glossary, Sanskrit pronunciation. No? No? It's not here.
Yes, yes. It's there. It is there.
To the beginning of the book? No, that's in your Italian edition, but it's not in the English one. The first and the third lines, right? I used to be pretty good. But I've been out of preaching for quite some time because my physical body was not physically capable. So, well, the translation is that unless one comes to the transcendental platform, you cannot have steadiness of mind.
Se non si arriva, se non si raggiunge la piattaforma trascendentale, non si può ottenere la stabilità nella mente.
And unless one has steadiness of mind, he can't be peaceful.
Se non c'è la stabilità nella mente, non si può essere pacifico.
If the mind is either your friend or your enemy.
La mente può essere sia vostro amico come vostro nemico.
So, if the mind is controlled, then you can be peaceful.
La mente controllata possiamo essere pacifici.
And only if your mind is peaceful can you become happy.
E solo se la mente è pacifica possiamo diventare felici.
So, again here, the key is the vipassitaha. Even a man who has good reasoning power, oh, you got it, thank you. Nasti buddhir, nasti. Nasti buddhir ayuktasya na chayuktasya bhavana na chabhavayata shantir ashantasya kutasukam. What's the second chapter to? Let's see. La persona che no, I better turn. Too much. I like Italian. It's like Bengali. It's a very sweet language.
Yes, Italian.
Of all the European languages, English is for dogs. French is for talking to women. German, is very crude. Italian is very sweet and expressive. Bengali is like that too. Very sweet. If you hear someone speaking in Bengali, it's Very sonorous. You see? English again. Terrible language. One who is not connected with the Supreme in Krishna consciousness can have neither transcendental intelligence nor steady mind, without which there's no possibility of peace, and how can there be any happiness without peace?
La persona che non è unita al Supremo, quindi capitolo 2, parola 5, verso 66. La persona che non è unita al Supremo, incosciente di Krishna, non può avere né un'intelligenza trascendentale né una mente ferma, senza le quali non esiste possibilità di pace. E come può esserci felicità senza pace?
So we are here because we have the conviction that this path will bring us happiness, peace of mind, satisfaction.
Quindi noi siamo qui perché abbiamo la convinzione che questo sentiero ci porterà la pace, la pace della mente, la soddisfazione, la felicità.
And it's very logically explained here in the Bhagavad Gita.
Ed è spiegato molto logicamente qui nella Bhagavad Gita.
But we have to apply ourselves very seriously and very carefully.
Però dobbiamo applicarci molto seriamente e con attenzione.
And I saw a nice piece. It was something that was sent to the GBC conference by Sri Dayananda Maharaj a couple of weeks ago. It was, the title of it was about chastity. It was something that he had extracted from some Christian writings. But I got many things out of it. I liked the text in general. But the thing that I really liked about it was that the author was saying that none of us are perfect.
La parte che mi è piaciuta, l'autore diceva, la parte dell'autore diceva che nessuno di noi è perfetto.
But we have to try with all our energy, with all our sincerity.
Ma dobbiamo cercare con tutta la nostra energia, con tutta la nostra sincerità.
And even if we make a mistake or, you know, even fall.
Anche se facciamo qualche errore o se anche cadiamo.
Yasva vigata jara, stand again and fight. Keep trying. And it's that spirit of sincerely trying with all your heart and soul, your intelligence also, because the mind can trick you. It's that trying which the Lord appreciates. And without a doubt, if you have that sincere spirit of trying, then the Lord will bless you with success.
E senza dubbio, se abbiamo questa sincera volontà di sforzarci, di provare, Krishna ci benedirà, il Signore ci benedirà con successo.
So are there any questions or comments?
C'è qualche domanda o commento?
Greed?
We are greedy.
Kubja was very greedy to enjoy Krishna. She wanted to satisfy Krishna with all she knew. It was her body.
Un'altra risposta, sì, Kubja era molto avida di stare in compagnia di Krishna.
One of the negative qualities that sort of has to be given up. It's harder to dovetail. This envy. Krishna says, Tattu te viyapamam pravakshami anasuyade. Arjuna, the reason I'm instructing you is because you're not envious.
Krishna dice ad Arjuna, una delle ragioni per le quali ti sto istruendo, la ragione per la quale ti sto istruendo è che tu non sei invidioso.
Greed, lust, anger, these can all be relatively easily dovetailed in the service of the Lord. But envy, it's a hard one.
La polvere, la polvere, la lussuria, l'abilità possono essere abbastanza facilmente utilizzati nel servizio del Signore, ma l'invidia è molto più difficile.
I'm not sure it's impossible, but I have heard in the past from no particular authority that I can remember who had prefaced a statement. That envy just has to be given up. Envy is one of the nastiest qualities that you see in a person.
L'invidia è una delle brutte qualità che si possono vedere in una persona.
Yes, Martin. If now you have decided, well, the best thing you should do, you know, you shouldn't ask me these kind of very simple questions. You should chant Hare Krishna. That's absolutely the best thing you can do. And the biggest thing you should avoid is not chanting Hare
Krishna.
I would say association with devotees. I would say association with advanced devotees. That's what you really ought to do. Narad Muni was a Dasi Putra. His mother, we don't read about who his father was. She was a washerwoman, a clean lady. It doesn't say anything directly, but you know if his father had been some king or something, it would have mentioned it.
Non viene detto direttamente, ma se suo padre fosse stato un vero qualcuno importante sarebbe sicuramente stato menzionato.
But Narad Muni became the greatest preacher, the topmost of all the preachers in Vaishnavas, by associating with the Mahabhagavats and taking the remnants of their prasadam.
Ma Narada Muni diventò il più grande tra i predicatori, grande persona santa, semplicemente stando in compagnia di altre persone sante prendendo i rimanenti, gli amanti del loro cibo.
And we learned that one can chant Hare Krishna until I'm always tempted to use flowery English language, but it's, one can chant Hare Krishna until the cows come home. But you're not going to make any spiritual advancement if you make commit the 10 offenses to the chanting of the holy name. And the Hatimata, the mad elephant offense, is to blaspheme or offend the Mahabhagavata. So you should associate with devotees, and you should be very careful about the offenses. By fixing your mind in this idea that I will associate, I will give all my time or as much as I time as I can to associating with advanced devotees, then by following that you'll get all other good instruction.
Se la persona fissa, la sua mente si concentra su questo aspetto di stare sempre in compagnia dei devoti più avanzati, allora tutte le altre buone istruzioni arriveranno di conseguenza.
And even if you get lots of good instruction from them, but if you commit offenses, all of your flowers, your whole garden will be destroyed by the mad elephant running through your garden.
Però anche se cerchi di associarti sempre con i devoti, però se commetti delle offese durante la tua pratica spirituale, allora tutti i bei fiori che hai coltivato nel tuo giardino verranno distrutti. Anche se senti queste tante istruzioni, ma poi non ti sforzi, mentre in pratica meriti le offese, non ci sarà risultato.
I'm sure you've heard this story. A reporter once asked Srila Prabhupada, what do you expect to get by all of this chanting?
Una volta un giornalista chiede a Srila Prabhupada, cosa vi aspettate su questo canto?
And his answer was more chanting.
La sua risposta fu altro canto.
So the best thing to do for your spiritual life is to chant the names of the Lord.
La cosa migliore da fare per la tua vita spirituale è cantare i santi nomi di Dio.
Even if you commit offenses, if you go on chanting, gradually you'll be purified.
E anche se commettessi delle offese, se vai avanti a cantare, gradualmente le offese verranno neutralizzate.
You're welcome. Yes? Ooh. Yes. The difference is that if you see a Vaishnava stealing something, you should say, there goes a Vaishnava thief.
Se vedi un Vaishnava, un devoto che ruba, dici, ah, ecco, un ladro Vaishnava.
There are people in the temple whose job it is to find fault.
Sono delle persone. Sono delle persone nel tempio in cui l'unico servizio è quello di cercare gli errori.
We're sure it'll never happen, but if you think you see a fault in some other Vaishnava,
se voi pensate che vedere degli errori in qualche altro Vaishnava,
write it down on a piece of paper,
scrivetelo su un pezzo di carta,
give it to the temple president,
datelo al presidente del tempio,
and then forget about it.
E poi dimenticatevi di tutto.
not worth it. This is actually, you know, Einstein, Albert Einstein. Anybody ever heard of him? You know, he knew a lot of things. But there's one thing that he didn't know. He didn't know his own telephone number. So they asked him, "You're such a big mathematician, and you don't remember your own telephone number?" And he said, "Why should I keep my brain filled with information that's readily available in the telephone book?" It really is not important for us to keep, you know, a scorecard on everybody's faults. As far as possible, and I know it's hard because we're all conditioned, but we should try to keep our minds full of good thoughts.
Il più possibile, e so che non è facile perché siamo condizionati, però il più possibile dobbiamo cercare la mente, tenere la nostra mente impegnata con pensieri positivi.
If at all you possibly can, think about that person's good qualities.
Se potete, ancora meglio, cercare di tenere la mente impegnata con le buone qualità di quella persona.
I know we don't want to be, you know, this, see no, hear no evil, see no evil, speak no evil. That's why we have a temple president. He's got to see all evil, speak all evil, and hear all evil. And he gets special mercy. The temple president, Prabhupada said about the GBC, here's a good one for you, if you love your local GBC. Prabhupada said the GBC men should be very, very careful in the way they act. And he gave the example of Yamaraja. He said he was like a GBC man of the universe. And there was one great sage, his name was, Manduka, Manduk Muni, and he was meditating in his cave, and the sheriff's men were chasing some thieves. The thieves went into the cave. The sheriff's men caught the thieves as well as Manduk Muni and took them back to the jail.
E quando è arrivato un ladro seguito da l'hanno catturato, anche mandato a noi insieme al malato durante tanti prigioni, pensando che anche lui fosse.
So they were all thieves and murderers, so they were all sentenced to be raised on the changa, or they had a type of death for a thief, that they stick a pole up his rectum and he slides down the pole, and over the period of a day or so he's dead very painfully. So Manduk Muni was also raised up on one of those poles, but he was such a powerful yogi that he didn't die. The pole went up his spine, but he didn't die. So the king learned of this, realized that his sheriff had made a big mistake. He came to that place, offered his full obeisances to the sage and begged forgiveness. Oh yeah, he also took him off the pole too. But that pole that was in his spine remained there. Manduk Muni was furious, not with the king, but with Yamaraj. So by his ascetic power, he went to the planet of Yamaraj and demanded, "Why this has happened to me?" So Yamaraj looked in his computer and because he wasn't using Microsoft Windows, it was very accurate. And he said, "When you were a child, you were playing with an ant, and you put a piece of grass through the ant. So therefore, you have got this punishment." Manduk Muni was furious and he cursed Yamaraj that you will become a sutra. So he said our GBC men should be careful not to make mistakes, otherwise they will be cursed. And that goes for our temple president also. So don't try to do the job of the temple president or the temple commander. You try to keep your heart and mind clean. Men should not criticize other men, nor should they unnecessarily criticize the women, and women should not be envious of or find fault with other ladies.
Così l'uomo non deve criticare gli uomini, le donne non devono criticare le donne, cercare le loro dominate persone.
But you should simply see Manushyanam Sahasreshu. Out of many millions of persons, this person is trying to become Krishna conscious, so they're very great.
Dovremmo solo vedere che tra milioni di persone questa persona sta cercando di diventare cosciente di Krishna.
Worst thing to have a temple full of fault finders.
La cosa peggiore è avere un tempio dove è pieno di persone che cercano sempre di difetti.
Nobody's happy.
Nessuno è felice.
I've seen it in the world. I've seen places where devotees have this tendency to criticize. They criticize the leadership, and they put someone else in, and they criticize him, throw him out, put someone else in, and criticize him. They criticize each other.
Ho visto molte volte nel mondo questi sono dei tempi dove persone hanno questa tendenza a criticarsi un altro, poi criticano un leader, poi lo cambiano e mettono un altro, poi criticano anche quello, poi mettono un altro ancora, criticano anche quello, poi si criticano per loro.
And it's really not attractive to go there and talk about Krishna consciousness with those devotees, because all they want to do is talk about so-and-so Maharaj, what do you think about him, he did this, and he's got that problem, Maharaj. You know, Satsarupa Maharaj? Okay. You know, at one time he was living in Los Angeles. And he was prepared to stay there and preach. But he found that the community there was so griha maybe.
Perché la comunità lì era formata da proprio
così were always criticizing and bringing in problems.
Lo criticavano e gli portavano sempre dei problemi.
He just got fed up and left.
Lui semplicemente si stancò e se ne andò.
It's not attractive for any kind of pure person like Satsarupa to be in a place where devotees are always just, they have nothing better to do than criticize
themselves.
So if you want saintly persons, preachers, etc. to visit your community, then you should make your community full of joy and full of happiness. You should try to go through every day by, if you want preachers and saintly persons to visit your community, then you should try to make your community a joyful place.